There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
Hello and happy Friday, everybody. It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. Friday, November 20th. Great Thursday night of football. Big weekend ahead. We will be giving away money a little bit later in the show. Very excited. I'd love to just give away money because as we saw Thursday night, your boy's winning some bets. Thank you. Seattle, Arizona under hits. There was a little bit of a sweat there in the fourth. Really good game. We will dive into that. We will also look at a pretty significant NBA trade that went down Thursday. And, you know, nice move for the Golden State Warriors. I like it. Like, listen, they don't have a lot of options given Klay Thompson's situation, but it was a good move. And Rob G has a incendiary take that I'll try to remain calm about, but we will unveil that in a little bit. I want to quickly just start with Thursday Night Football. Seahawks win 28-21. Listen, I told you guys, I like Arizona, but I just had a feeling that they wouldn't be really in a good spot here. They trailed the entire game, came out listless, two straight three and outs to start the game, and they were never really able to get their patented running game on track. I mean, they ran for 57 yards. That's it. Like that's not going to cut it. Meanwhile, Seattle got Carlos Hyde back. And if you remember, without Hyde or Carson, they have no running game and they can't do anything. They rushed for 165 yards against Arizona. It was a really good rushing performance. And here's the big picture storyline, okay? Seattle Seahawks take over first place in the AFC West, and they're about to get hot, folks. and the Seattle Seahawks are probably going to get the number one seed in the NFC. Yes, you heard it. Seattle on pace right now to get the number one seed and a bye in the NFC playoffs. And I know you're saying, well, Jay, what are you talking about? They're only 7-3. You got to look at the schedule. Up next, a trip to the East Coast to play the Eagles, who are very hit and miss. Seattle probably will be favored in that one. Then they play the Giants. Then they play the Jets. Okay? It's pretty nice to have the NFC least at the back end of your schedule. We know the Giants stink, okay? They've been a little competitive, a little frisky here. Seattle will probably be favored by 4-7. Then they play the Jets. Both those are at home, okay? And then they go east to play Washington. So you basically have four straight games you should win. So now the 7-3 quickly becomes 11-3. Then it's the rematch with the Rams, and the Rams have had their number. Rams have won 5 of 6. And then they close out with the Niners, who are so beat up. Kittle unlikely to be back. Jimmy G won't be there. I don't think the Niners win that. So Seattle, by virtue of this victory, takes the lead in the division and probably sets himself up to win 5 of their final 6 and go about 13-3. Listen, that's definitely going to be in play. 12-4, 13-3, definitely in play. And Seattle gets that number one seed. And folks, I know people can be down on Seattle for the defense. Last week, they held the Rams in check, 23 points. This week, they hold the Cardinals to 21. Those are two high-octane offenses starting to get better. Carlos Dunlap, the midseason pickup, 2 sacks Thursday, 2 tackles for loss, including the game-winning sack on fourth down of Kyler Murray, who nobody can sack, okay? And I think that running back situation is huge because what did the addition of Hyde mean for Metcalf and Lockett? They were able to eat. Lockett, 9 catches. Metcalf got back on track with 3 catches, a big TD catch, drew a huge pass interference to set up a field goal late in the first half. You never want to go overboard based on one win, but things are setting up really nicely for the Seattle Seahawks. If you have any interest in maybe a Super Bowl futures ticket on Seattle, now is certainly the time to do it before they get hot. Obviously, you would have liked to get it earlier in the week. But Seattle, folks, listen, I don't love this team. I don't think they're the best in the NFC. But when you factor in the New Orleans Saints injury to Drew Brees, we don't know how long he's going to be out. Jameis Winston, I don't think he's somebody I can trust. We saw Teddy Bridgewater fill in admirably last year for Brees. 5 games, 5-0, 5-0 against the spread. Do you trust Jameis Winston to do that? First big test this weekend against the Falcons. And money is showing in the desert on the Falcons. So the big professional gamblers already not trusting Jameis. And I don't know that I do either. If Jameis can't win these games, say he fills in for 4 games and they go 2-2, Seattle probably passes them. And I know the Packers have an easy schedule. They will certainly be in the mix with Seattle for the number one seed. Big spot for the Packers here against the Colts this weekend. We will definitely talk about that game in the best bet. Rob G, any thoughts on Seattle taking down Arizona in what I thought was a pretty good game?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good game too. The one takeaway I had, and I know that Kyler was a little bit banged up with the shoulder. He said after the game he was fine, but you could tell he was obviously a little bit limited, just a little. It felt like you saw the difference between the guy who's on the come up, which is Kyler, and the guy who's already there, Russell Wilson. Yeah. And I know the numbers, you know, don't really bear that out because, you know, Kyler threw for more yards. But just if you watch the game, you saw that Russell Wilson didn't make the same kind of mistakes that a young quarterback would make. He's more the evolved version. Just looking at that last drive, they marched all the way down Arizona and got right past midfield very quickly. And suddenly, for whatever reason, Kyler Murray decided, I don't need a first down anymore. I'm going to go touchdown. And it's incomplete. And it's like, that's something like only a young quarterback does.
Well, let me say, did you think Isabella should have caught that or the one over the middle? I thought they were both catchable. I could have, they're not going to throw off.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flag there, but it looked like on the first one, the DB was there a moment early, but again.
To Larry Fitzgerald, yeah, I think you can make a case that that could have been, I mean, at that point in the game, it's rare that they're going to make that call when it's that close.
Yeah.
The Isabella pass, I felt hung up in the air just a second too long. That was about it. And like I say, it's not like he didn't play well or he was a bad game. It was just you see the maturity level difference between Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray last night. And, you know, as you said, this could be the difference between who wins the NFC West and who's a wild card. So that was a big game.
Yeah, Arizona, by the way, they were a little dinged up. You notice the defensive line. I know they had some sacks early. They're down 2 defensive linemen in Arizona, and that hurts. You know, you get pushed around the line of scrimmage. Puts a lot of pressure on Kyler playing from behind all night. So that wraps up a pretty good Thursday night football. And again, the under cash, so we'll take that. Rob G., before we get to the NBA, do you want to identify the 3 victors for the greatest comment on the iTunes contest?
Hi, everybody. I'm Rachel Bonetta, and I have my very own podcast called Benched with Bonetta.
You kidding me?
Woo!
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
You may know me from Game Day View or Game Day Morning on NFL Network. Basically, any shows with the word game in it, odds are you'll find me there. Every week, I'm going to be talking about all the things I find fascinating about the NFL, like breaking down games, questioning Tom Brady's genetic makeup. It's going to be great. I'm also doing something that has never been done before. I'm opening my DMs.
DMs now open.
We want to hear from you, fans of the NFL.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Did you commit a misdemeanor crime when you were 12 and need to tell somebody about it? Please, for the love of Roger Goodell, do not tell me. I can be held accountable. Listen every Tuesday and join me on the bench. Subscribe now and listen to the Benched with Bonetta podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm John Gonzalez, the host of Sports Illustrated Weekly. Sports Illustrated has delivered the best storytelling in sports for 70 years. First in the pages of the magazine, then on SI.com, and now that tradition continues on a new podcast. Each week, we'll dive deep into the best stories from around the sports world. We'll ask the questions that we're all wondering and push for the answers we all want. Everything from investigating the Super Bowl's impact on LA to examining why booing is as big a part of the fan experience as cheering. Sports Illustrated Weekly is here to bring you the entertaining tales you can't get anywhere else. The kinds of stories that make you smile and laugh, clap and cry, marvel, think, and fall in love with sports all over again. Sports Illustrated Weekly is available every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe now.
This season, get football on your terms with NFL Game Pass.
Let's go!
See every snap from every game with full game replays.
What a throw, what a catch!
Listen to all the action as it happens with live game audio.
Watch the dog, G!
Leaping grab Devontae Adams!
Plus, watch your team on your time with condensed game replays.
Wow!
Get football on your terms with NFL Game Pass. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today.
Putting me on the spot, but luckily I have them saved here right in my phone. There was plenty to choose from. I will say that. Give kudos out to the Straight Fire listeners. A lot of good stuff. So it was tough to nail down to three, but I did pick three that I liked. So let me know, Jason, if you're on board with it, you give me the executive decision to make these choices. I will give you the three that I chose.
Fire when ready.
The first one I chose is from Pirate Stereo. Gave us 5 stars, of course. Here's what he said. J Money Mac and Rob Jesus are the best in the business. One-stop shop for sports news, poignant commentary, and unique perspective on all things NFL, NBA, and, of course, sports betting. J Mac's deep dives into look-ahead lines, injury reports, and his overall feel for teams will guide the way week to week.
Who is this guy?
Daily support from the one and only Rob Jesus makes this an easy, breezy listen and the clear choice to start your day. No better sports pod. Trust the process.
Rob Jesus. That reminds, okay, so Pirate Stereo, hit me up on the gram or Twitter and I'll send you a crisp Benjamin. Rob G, I saw a bunch of social media activity Thursday night centered around like a wrap off on Versus. I got to plead ignorance. This is good. I was too embarrassed to ask this when I saw it. Was this on television? And if not, where was it? And like what went down?
Well, I did not watch last night's Versus, but the ones I have always been on Instagram Live.
Oh, okay, okay.
So that would be the one. And it was Jeezy versus Gucci Mane. And apparently it was a bloodbath that that Jeezy kind of gave it to him. I didn't get to watch it, but I heard it was not close.
Okay, all right. I'll have to look into that. I thought I saw one tweet. And it was like, I thought some person wrote Jay-Z. I'm like, why is Jay-Z in a wrap-off on Instagram Live? And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to focus on that. Let me watch the game. And I had to put the kids.
Well, did you see the people on social media who were upset because the ESPN Twitter handle was putting out promos for it? And then at the end, say, hey, who did you have in this one? It's like, well, you know, there's a NFC West clash going
on.
Wait, no, 6-3.
I did not see that. What?
Yeah.
Now?
Because, I mean, the guys, let's be honest, the people who run social media for these big companies are not exactly middle-aged, you know, upper management kind of guys. They're usually people in their early to mid-20s because they know what's hip. They have this lingo. They drop emojis on things.
Okay.
So whoever runs the ESPN handle before the Versus battle had put out a graphic promo saying, who do you got in this Versus battle, Jeezy versus Gucci?
Oh,
and, you know, people vote because it's a lot of kids on Twitter, young people, whatever. And then in the middle of the game, as the Versus battle is wrapping up, they're saying, who do you think won that one? And there were so many middle-aged sports fans. Like, you know, there's a big primetime game going on right now. It's only the two best teams in a division. It's only going to determine who gets a wild card. Who cares about a rap battle? It's like, dude, if you're on Twitter getting mad about that, then...
Yeah. Well, listen, anybody who's online is angry. The people just, you just hop on and you just want to yell at somebody and be pissed off, right? Isn't that what they do?
I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, I like to say that's not true.
But this wrap-off thing is clearly skews a little younger than me for sure. This is like the stage I'm in. My daughter's watching some Elf show on Nickelodeon. And they're like, coming up, special social media star, Addison Rae. And I was like, so I look up, you know, I assume it was a hot chick. And she's very attractive. And so I'm like, okay, I've never heard of this person. So I look her up on Instagram. And I see how many followers she's got. I'm like, what? 31 million followers and I'd never heard of this person in my life? I'm like, that's like a Steph Curry number. Okay? Steph Curry's a global brand. I'd never heard of this girl. She was on TikTok. And now she's, you know, attractive and she's in all these commercials. I don't know. But like, wrap off battles on Instagram Live? Is that where we are in 2020, Rob G?
Well, I read online that at one point there were 1.6 million people watching that live on Instagram
Live. Oh my gosh.
And then I must say a big boost of it, probably this may be why ESPN ran with it on Twitter, is LeBron, I think, promoted it twice. Like, oh, I'm so hyped for this versus battle. This is going to be a good one.
Wait. Oh, okay.
So that could
be. I wonder if they're paying guys like a LeBron and ESPN to pump it up.
If they are, it's a great idea.
It's working, yeah.
Like it's.
Well, I will say, and again, we're way off topic here. We still got to give away some money and get back to the NBA. Rob G, did you notice that LeBron this week on his Instagram stories pumped up some rapper and was like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. So I just click through and watch it, and it's this guy at a radio interview, and he just starts freestyling. And I got to give it to him. The guy was really, really good. Young Simba or something like that. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No idea who that is.
I got to just say, this guy, off the cuff, and it was so good. I was so blown away. I just show it to my son, who's 9, about to be 10, and you know, and I didn't realize. I stopped watching after like 15 seconds. I'm like, oh, Bryce, you got to see this. And then, of course, he's like dropping the N-bomb and saying bad words. I was like, all right, we got to dial this back. Let's not watch the whole thing.
That's just poor parenting.
Yes, very poor. But I didn't think LeBron would share something like that. You know, I mean, my son, you know, he knows some rap songs and young kids like rap. Anyways, let's get back to the comments, the iTunes. Pirate Stereo, you're our first victor. Next.
Number two, this is from Bildert, B-I-L-D-E-R-T. The headline is, "The J-Mac attack is back, Jack." So he had a really long comment. He even gave some highlights on what to expect in each episode, which is
are you serious? Bill Dirt,
creepy.
Show it out.
He's like, hey, check out his thoughts on the most recent headlines, an in-depth interview. And I'm like, no, I don't need to hear all that because I, you know, work on the show.
Right.
But this was his actual commentary. Said, listen, I know there's a metric F-ton of sports pods out there, but I promise you this one is different. Jason isn't your cookie cutter analyst. Afraid of the hot takes or stepping on toes, he simply says it like it is. The show pops up on my feed first thing in the morning, so it's the perfect listen on the way to class or work, and it always gets me fired up for whatever the day's gonna
all
throw
right.
at me.
I need to hire this guy. I need this guy as like my hype man. I love this. Bill Dirt.
Producer Rob G might be the best in the biz right now, and he offers his own thoughtful and intriguing analysis on the biggest and most underrated sports stories of the day. And then again, he gives you a full-on explanation of what you can get in every episode, which is
this dude is
he might as well produce it at this point because you know he's Builder. He breaks it down thoroughly.
Hit me on the gram or the Twitter, and I'll send it your way. All right, so that's two down. Who is our third victor?
Our third victor. This is gonna be tough to find because his name is Family First with the emoji of the hands going up. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I like that. Hey, Family First, man. Listen, I know we got a lot of degenerates out there. We also have a lot of young punks who are like in their 20s because I get the IG DMs all the time. Thank you guys for listening. Family First, Family Guy, I would assume. I like that.
I would assume so. This is what he said. This is right to the point. Jason, my name's Eric Marconi. I'm a soldier stationed at JBLM in Washington. One of my favorite times of the day is when I drop my son off at daycare and I can listen to your pod on the way to work. You know your stuff, and it's just enjoyable to listen to. It's not loud with a bunch of unnecessary yelling to get your point of view across to the audience. You are a family man just like myself, which I truly respect.
Damn, dude. Family First. Hey, thank you for your service. And
and just so you know, Family First, he does let his kid listen to explicit
yeah,
music.
No, listen. Let me add this one. So you guys have seen Point Break, the original with Swayze and Keanu Reeves, right? That's obvious. Everybody's seen that. You've seen it, right, Rob G?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. So it was on today while I was working and the kids were home. And I'm like, guys, come here. You got to see this. It was the football scene on the beach at night. And like, I just love that. It's like football on the beach, tackling and like nearly a fight. And then I showed them another scene that was, you know, the fight scene when Keanu Reeves like is riding a surfboard and like gets in a guy's way. And then four guys jack him up. One of them is Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers. Do you know that scene, Rob G?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's awesome.
By the showers.
Yeah, the showers. Yeah, and it's this awesome fight. And my daughter, halfway through, is like, Dad, you've shown us this so many times. I was like, damn, my bad. I just like that scene. Okay, I've gone a little overboard here. Anyways, Pirate Stereo, Bill Dirt, Family First. Hit me up. I'll send you the money over Venmo. Thank you. I can't wait to do this in December. We'll definitely do it before the holidays. All right, Rob G, let's pivot to the NBA. Kelly Oubre is one of the most expensive signings in NBA history. He's going to the Warriors. And his salary is $14.4 million, but it's going to push the Warriors into the luxury tax. So you got to tack on an extra $68 million. And essentially, the Warriors owners, to get Kelly Oubre, are essentially going to have to write a check for in the neighborhood of $100 million to $134 million for Kelly Oubre, a no-defense-playing offensive machine. I think when you lose Klay Thompson, you've got to make a move. The fan base was devastated. It's a tough sell that the Warriors can get back anywhere without Klay. What can you do? You can spend money. And I respect the Warriors for giving it a shot. I definitely do. That new arena, you got to have fans in it. They're going to be shelling out all the money to make sure that the tests are right so they can have fans next year. Oubre, only 24 years old. He pumped in 18 a game last year. I think he could be a 22-point-a-game guy. You get Oubre, Wiggins, Curry. I don't know if Wiseman's going to be ready yet. You've got the makings of a team that's probably 72-game season. I don't know. They're probably a 40-win team, right? 40 and 32 maybe in the 5-8 playoff range. There's not a lot of room for error. If you lose Curry, you're screwed. And you've got to hope guys like Paschal and Poole can be pivotal off the bench. I'm too into the Warriors to totally sell them. I like Kelly Oubre. He's just going to have to play defense. Like him and Wiggins are not known as defensive guys, but that's going to be a bet over team this year because they're going to make a lot of threes.
Okay, so this is going to lead me into my take here. Before I get to it, I got to ask you a question. What, in your opinion, would constitute a successful season for this Warriors team, knowing that they don't have Klay Thompson, and we'll assume that for now they don't make a trade. Just whatever they have right now, Kelly Oubre is their big addition. What would you consider a successful season?
So, assuming everyone's healthy, right, and plays, you know, what are 65 games?
Yep, seven, yep. Okay.
Make the playoffs, and without your second best player. It's safe to say that he's your second best player?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. I think being competitive in a first round series would be a win. Getting out of the first round series would be a successful season. If they're the 8th seed, going to be a tough sledding. I think they've really got to go for the 5-6 seed. You don't want to play the Lakers or Clippers first round. But think about it. If Kawhi loses Paul George, what's a successful season? Obviously, Paul George is better than Klay, but you know what I mean. If AD goes down, what's a successful season? Like, anybody loses their second best player. If Jokic loses Murray, Denver's nothing. If Porzingis goes down, Luka's limited. He can't do that much without him. So I would say, you know, I'm going to dial it back. Getting to the playoffs and being competitive in the first round, not getting swept, winning a couple games, successful season.
See, and I think that it should be the bare minimum for this team.
Well, yeah. Let me add one thing. When you got a $100 million luxury tax bill, yeah, it's probably that's not going to cut the mustard. You're right. So they got to get out of the first round.
Well, this is what I mean. Because you brought up, you know, if Paul George gets hurt, if Anthony Davis gets hurt, with those guys, you know, maybe not the Clippers, you know, they're probably a bad example because they have depth, but the Lakers are very top heavy, you know. Dallas doesn't really have a ton of depth. That's why they had to make a trade to pick up Josh Richardson. Portland obviously doesn't have much depth. Like, you know, other than maybe Denver and the Clippers, there's nobody who's really has more than two or three really good players than a bunch of role guys.
Right.
So the Golden State Warriors, even without Klay Thompson, who I thought if they were healthy, they would have been the biggest test to the Lakers. They have Steph Curry. They got a three-time all-star and all-defensive player in Draymond.
Right.
Now they got Oubre and Andrew Wiggins, which both guys are right about 18 to 20 points a game on other teams.
Neither of them have ever made the playoffs, right?
That's fine.
Right.
They got the arguably the best rookie big man in the draft. I would say he's the best. And a Hall of Fame coach. If Steph Curry is really the second greatest point guard or the greatest point guard, whatever your
second,
he's somewhere in the top
second.
Two. Right. How is that not enough for you to at minimum be getting a top four seed?
Well, now that I've given it some thought, as you were explaining that, you bring up some good points. Let me add this. Because the Warriors missed the playoffs, they haven't played a basketball game in 8 months. They're going to be very well rested. You look at teams like the Lakers, they're going to be exhausted. They were playing in October. Season starts in December. Denver Nuggets played, what, two seven-game series? I mean, they had to be exhausted. And the quick turnaround time, that's going to be new for them. The Clippers, they were playing into late September, early October. Like, there are some of these playoff teams who are just going to be drained. And there's going to be some bad teams, i.e. the Warriors, who didn't get invited to the bubble. And there's no excuse for them not to come out and beat some ass. Like, Draymond Green has to be playing. Like, there's no nights off. I don't think you could take nights off. So I don't know. Let me ask you this, Rob G. And we probably save this more for later. But a team like the Lakers, how many games are Anthony Davis and LeBron going to play?
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of... Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
it would have been juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
72 game season. They were just playing. They just won the title. And now you got to run it back 2 months later.
I don't think that LeBron, I know there's a narrative that he's going to be skipping games early in the season. I don't think he's just going to skip. I could see him only playing like 20 minutes or something like
that. But I don't think that's good.
I don't think
to have to warm up and all that stuff.
Right. I think that that's what they're going to do. I think with them, they're going to say, as long as we're top four, we're okay. I don't think they're going to come out gangbusters trying to get home court again. Yeah, I just don't think that they'll have the length.
I mean, plus LeBron's so competitive, Rob G. You can't have him play 20 minutes. It's a close game with 4 minutes left and not have him go in. You know? He's going to want to go in and win the game.
Well, it's going to be the Anthony Davis, Dennis Schroeder show to start off with. They're only two of the, what, four young guys they have on that roster. So you'll see that a lot. But it's just, I think going back to the Golden State Warriors, if I look at the Western Conference, you expect that Houston and OKC are going to fall off. Houston, because we're assuming James Harden's going to get traded.
Yes.
If Steph Curry cannot get his guys ahead of Donovan Mitchell, Damian Lillard, Devin Booker, then is he really that good? Like, that's the question. If you're going to put him on the same you know, trajectory, like say, hey, Russell Westbrook got to the eighth seed, and it's like, well, he should be getting compared to a higher level than Russell Westbrook. He should be getting compared to a higher level than Damian Lillard. Where he is all time, and especially if we got guys like our good buddy Colin Cowherd saying there's only four players in the NBA who you know immediately if you have him on your team as a contender. It's LeBron, Kawhi, KD, and Steph. If Steph's really that guy, there should be no issue whatsoever, given what they currently have on the roster, even without Klay.
That's fair.
That they should be better than these teams.
Yeah. The second best point guard in NBA history thing, I just do want to take credit for being the first to say that on Cowherd's show. And I got shredded for it by the Isaiah Thomas fans. And I guess there's a John Stockton contingent online. The weird thing is Stockton never had to play without Malone. Isaiah Thomas retired at like 31, 32, maybe it was 32 or 33, retired young. Some of these guys, we never got to see them later in their career and how they held up. Like, I hope Curry holds up, but this is a guy who's, what, a buck 85? He's you know, these smaller guards like Derrick Rose. I know he played a different brand than Curry with driving to the basket, but some of these smaller guards, I don't know about the longevity. So yeah, I'm bullish on Curry. And I'm hopeful that they can do really, really well this season. So what are you saying? If Curry plays a full season, so does Draymond, Wiggins, Oubre, and they miss the playoffs, that hurts Curry's legacy?
I think his legacy is pretty much set because he has the unanimous MVP and the three rings. But I think the idea that he is, I think Isaiah Thomas enters that conversation again with him. I don't think it's a shoo-in that he's above Isaiah Thomas anymore.
Yeah, Isaiah did go to, was it three or four straight finals?
Well, he did beat Jordan, Bird, and Magic in their primes. So that's his calling card in that situation.
Yeah, no, it's very, no doubt about it. Yeah, it that's interesting. It's a, listen, Rob G, this is why you're the best in the business, bro. All right, enough NBA. It's time for everybody's favorite portion of the Friday show. The best bets for the NFL weekend.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
The NFL Podcast Network is your home for all things football. Do you love hearing analysis around the league with a touch of mirth?
Or maybe you enjoy breaking down X's and O's in the college scouting scene.
Do you breathe, sleep, and eat fantasy football?
Perhaps you love the funny headlines that emerge each week.
What if you want in-depth news coverage with reporters?
Or what if you want to know exactly how each team got its name?
Well, you're in luck because the NFL Podcast Network has a show for everybody.
Our vast network has the NFL's best talent bringing you right into the action each week.
There's always room to add more football into your podcast rotation, and our vast group of shows will surely keep you up to date with everything you need to know surrounding the National Football League.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Logan Ryan, captain of the New York Giants and host of the NFL Player Podcast. We're trying something different. An active NFL player hosting a podcast, which is for NFL players and legends as much as it's for the fans. This is my first podcast, and I'm pretty excited about it. We're going to talk football, but also about lots of other issues that affect us all. We'll be talking with other players and legends, so it's going to be real and an honest look at life in the NFL.
Listen to the NFL Players Podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
It's time for the best bet here on Straight Fire. Thought I had a 4-0 last weekend. Ended up 3-1. The Eagles screwed me. Yeah, they did. Philadelphia Eagles, I'm done with those frauds this year. You guys know sometimes you have a decision to make and your heart is saying one thing and your head is saying the complete opposite other. Usually it happens with like women, drugs, alcohol. It happens to me with gambling frequently. And this week I do want to jump on the Eagles. My head And the number is saying, Eagles, Jay, come on. And my heart is saying, bro, you've been just beat up by Philadelphia. 0-3 in the Circa contest this year with the Eagles, so I'm not taking them. Line in the contest is 3. I'm punting. I can't deal with the Eagles. So let's get to the picks. I was going to give you 4 again this week. However, I had to drop one late Thursday night as I was researching. I'll start with the one I dropped. I dropped the Tennessee Titans. And I really liked everything I saw about the Titans in this matchup. Extra time, right, for them to heal following that tough loss to the Colts. You got a Ravens team that got beat up by the Patriots, gave up 170 yards rushing. We know Lamar Jackson and the offense are broken. We were early on that. We've been telling you, they've been leaking oil for a good 4 weeks now. And I don't know that I trust that offense. But the real story that I liked about Tennessee here was the ability to get back to Derrick Henry on the ground. And 5 snaps into that Patriots game, the Ravens lost Brandon Williams, their nose tackle. They didn't have Calais Campbell. And without those two on the line, Patriots rushed for a 173. Now, I know you're going to say it's a monsoon, Jay, come on. I'm just telling you, Tennessee is going to work them on the ground. That's going to be the game plan. My issues and the reason I backed off Tennessee, this is how nerdy I am with gambling, guys. I'm not going to be a loser and say this is what it takes to be successful, but I'm going through every team's injury report every night. I know that sounds nerdy. It's just a quick Google. The Tennessee Titans, these 7 starters missed practice on Thursday. Clowney, Humphreys, Adoree Jackson, Ben Jones on the offensive line, Saffold on the offensive line, Kelly on the offensive line. Now, it could just be a rest day. But 7 starters missing practice? That ain't a good sign. And Adam Humphreys is the guy who's been a big loss. He got concussed a few weeks back against the Bengals, took a kill shot. And without him, there's no slot receiver. The backup is a total non-factor. And the defenses have adjusted. They don't have to cover the slot at all. So they can focus on the tight end, Jonnu Smith, and they can focus on the line. And Henry hasn't had much room to operate. At any rate, I backed off the Titans because of the injuries. Now, if we proceed the rest of the day and all those starters are back, I may have to revisit. But I backed off the Titans. So my 3 picks for the best bet, and it feels like a 3-0. It does. I'm going to start. Oh, boy. I'm going back to the well. Give me the Miami Dolphins, favored by 3.5 in Denver. I don't care if it's Brett Rippon. I don't care if it's Drew Locke. Doesn't matter to me. I'm riding the Dolphins. Now, there is some risk here, okay? This game on the look-ahead was a pick'em. So after Denver vomited all over themselves, 5 turnovers, Miami handily beats the Chargers. Don't look at the final score. Miami owned the second half. I just say I've got to go back to this Miami team. They're better in defense. They're much better in special teams. That's where they have an edge over almost everybody they play. And I can't make a case to back Denver at home. I know the altitude is an issue. I looked at the weather. It's going to be in the high 30s, low 40s. Weather's not going to be an issue. And one big thing is Denver has been prone to slow starts. Remember, against the Falcons, slow start. Against the Chargers, slow start. Against the Raiders, slow start. For whatever reason, Vic Fangio cannot get his team up for the games. Maybe it's all the guys on IR. Whatever the reason, they're slow starters. Miami has a plus 74 point differential in the first half. That's best in the NFL. So if you want to take a nibble on the Dolphins first half, maybe that could be worth something. I know Miami's going to struggle. Tua will struggle in this game. It's too much of a layup, okay? I mentioned earlier in the week, Denver against the Raiders last week. Raiders were down. They're both starting tackles. Denver hit the quarterback 0 times. I mean, that's unacceptable. Now, they'll hear about it in the film room, and they'll be amped up this week, Bradley Chubb and company. Tua will have a rough game. But this feels like a 17-9 type Dolphins win. I like the matchups with Xavien Howard on Jerry Jeudy. I'm not starting Jerry Jeudy in fantasy because Howard is so damn good. I think Miami's a side here. Special teams, defense, and I think they get just enough done on offense to win a low-scoring game. Give me the Dolphins, favored by 3.5. All right. I'm taking Aaron Rodgers on the road against the Colts. Now, you guys know I'm bullish on the Colts this year. I've been very accurate on the Colts as well. Gave him out last Thursday. I just think this is a great spot for the Packers offense to get right. When you look at the numbers here, yes, Aaron Jones has been injured. Yes, Aaron Rodgers has been spotty this year. Yes, Davante Adams missed practice this week with an ankle. There are some questions for the Packers, but what I can't get over here is when you break down where the Colts have struggled and where they've been good, they're going into a dome in Indy. Aaron Rodgers has played 3 dome games this year. I think it was Texans and Saints and Vikings or something like that. Aaron Rodgers, 12 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 73% completions in a dome this year. He's just slinging it around. Like, I mean, he's dominating. And there's not going to be a weather element here, obviously, in the dome. There was a bit of a weather element last week at home against the Jags. He didn't look that sharp, but it's the Jags. Easy to play down to their level. I think that return of Alan Lazard is huge. Remember, the last game he played, he just ripped the Saints apart at like a buck 45 receiving. Awesome performance. And I do think the Colts defense is legit. No doubt about it. They're going to keep this close. I don't see them getting blown out. However, looked at the quarterbacks that this defense has faced this year, okay? And I don't want to hear Lamar Jackson because he's not an MVP. He was last year. He's ordinary this year. The best, highest-ranked quarterbacks, according to Pro Football Focus, that the Colts have faced, Kirk Cousins in week 2 when the Vikings were reeling, and Ryan Tannehill last week. That's it. Aaron Rodgers is a massive step up in class. I like the Packers here going on the road and getting the victory. Excuse me. Jair Alexander, their best cornerback, he's back. Kevin King, their second-best cornerback, he's back. I think it'll be close, but give me the Packers getting 2 points on the road in Indy. And my final pick, it's really a line that confused me initially. The Tampa Bay Bucks are only 4.5-point favorites on Monday Night Football in what should be a good game. I'm taking Tampa by 4.5. I don't think this will stick around at 4.5. My guess is it could tick up to 6. 5, of course, is a dead number. So if it hits 5, it could easily go to 6. This is the Rams' 5th trip to the East Coast this year. I don't know what Sean McVay did to the schedule makers, but they totally shit on him. It's brutal. That's just unfair. 5 trips to the East Coast in the first 11 weeks or 12 weeks of the season, that's just, I mean, that's wrong. And the problem is they've got to make this trip without really the heart and soul of their team. Andrew Whitworth, the left tackle veteran. This is a guy who's 38 years old, one of the premier left tackles in the league. After he left the Seattle game last week, I talked about with Cowherd and Carissa Thompson on our Monday show. Their first drive of the second half was scripted, went down the field, boom, touchdown. The next 3 drives after that, no Whitworth, against Seattle, a terrible defense. The Rams had, I think, 13 plays for 21 yards. And the inability to move the ball with the lead, I know they're playing a bit safe, got me a little unnerved. That's a bad Seattle defense. Now you've got to do it against a Tampa defense. 2nd in pressure rate, 2nd in blitz percentage. Todd Bowles likes to get after the quarterback. Jared Goff does not like pressure. And I remember when I picked the Dolphins a few weeks back against the Rams? And I said, listen, they're going to blitz the hell out of Goff. They got the cornerbacks to lock him up on the outside. And what did they do all game? 0 blitz. Both safeties at the line, nobody deep. Goff was shook. Same game plan that Brian Flores had in the Super Bowl, okay? I can see Tampa incorporating a lot of the similar elements, bum rushing Goff and trying to take this game over. Now, my concern for the Bucs is they've played 3 primetime games this year, 0-3 against the spread. Got their butts kicked by the Saints, didn't cover in a win against the Giants, didn't cover in a loss to the Bears. Somewhat troubling. I don't know how much that matters. I think I read something that Bruce Arians this week is going to try to change the practice times a little bit. Maybe get the old man Tom Brady out on the practice field at night because, I don't know, you guys can make jokes all you want. 43-year-old Brady hasn't looked particularly sharp in the 3 primetime games. Now, we know he's great in primetime with the Patriots, but, you know, weird year. I will say that's not enough to scare me off the Bucks 4.5. The other note, they did look bad against the Saints twice, the Bucs. In the other 8 games, are you ready for this? 7-1, and they're averaging 33 points a game. So when they don't play the Saints, they're hanging big points on anybody. I do like the Rams defense. Obviously, I love Jalen Ramsey, this new defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley. If you remember the podcast we did with Preston Johnson, Sports Cheetah, he talked about an article about Staley. I read that, and their game plan against Seattle was phenomenal. However, now, if you're the Rams, how do you go about Ramsey on Mike Evans, Godwin, or Antonio Brown? And I think I noted this on Monday's podcast. If you look closely at that Buccaneers-Panthers game, who was the receiver on third down that Brady went to almost every time? Antonio Brown. That's his guy. Do you put Ramsey on him? Probably not. Do you put him on Mike Evans? Maybe. Or do you put him on Godwin, the guy who can beat you deep? I do think Ali Marpet, the guard, one of the best guards in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus, he's back from injury. Remember, he missed that Saints game and Brady got hurt, just beat up, three picks. So that'll help against Aaron Donald. I like the Bucs, folks, -4.5. So the three best bets for this weekend, Miami Dolphins, favored by 3.5. Tampa, favored by 4.5. And the Green Bay Packers getting 2 points. Guys, it was a phenomenal week. Hope you guys had fun listening to the podcast. Next week is Thanksgiving. Be a slightly altered schedule. We will figure that out and tell you about it on Monday. But we'll definitely be back next week. Talk to you then.
It's time to gear up for the NFL postseason.
Yes, sir!
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest assortment of officially licensed gear.
I need it!
NFL Shop is your destination for jerseys, t-shirts, headwear, and more.
Oh, you're sweet with it!
Come back after the game for the best selection of NFL gear anywhere.
How you like that, baby?
Rep your team pride with styles fit for the whole family. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
This season, get football on your terms with NFL Game Pass.
Let's go!
See every snap from every game with full game replays.
What a throw, what a catch.
Listen to all the action as it happens with live game audio.
Watch the dog, G!
Leaping grab Devontae Adams.
Plus, watch your team on your time with condensed game replays.
Wow!
Get football on your terms with NFL Game Pass. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today.
Have you ever wanted to know what's inside the vault at NFL Films? Well, I've got the keys, and I'm going to let you in. Join me, Andrea Kramer, for a new podcast featuring raw, unedited conversations between the legendary former head of NFL Films, Steve Sable, and some of the greatest figures in NFL history. Listen to NFL Films Tales from the Vault on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.